Mail basically is comprised of three components: the preparation, sending, and receiving of mail. Sending mail can be as simple as putting address-stamped envelopes in your own mailbox for your postman to pick up, to mailing packages or letters at the local post office, or using one of the many delivery companies. Receiving mail packages can also include delivery from your local postman, as well as one of the many delivery companies. The preparation. Preparing mail packages to be sent involves labeling with the recipient's name and address as well as the sender's. Also, making sure packages are sealed and wrapped to postal standard is a good idea. Make sure you are aware of the postal laws regarding the types of materials that can be sent in the United States, as well as other countries, before mailing. Here are some questions commonly used when discussing the preparation of letters and packages to send. Where do I put my name and address on the letter I am sending? How do I know if I need to put more than one stamp on the card I am sending? What should I put with the item I am shipping to make sure it does not break? How heavy can the objects be that I am sending? Here are some possible answers to the questions above regarding the preparation of letters, packages. You always put your name or the sender's name and address in the top left corner of the package letter. This is in case it cannot be delivered and needs to be returned to you. It will be returned to the address you have provided. I would either take the letter to the post office and ask them, or look on the postal website to look at weight regulations when sending out letters. You can use newspaper or purchase packing material from the store to place in with what you are sending. You may also want to write on the outside of the package that what is inside is fragile. This will inform whoever is handling it to be careful and handle gently. You can send objects of various weights, but you will be charged upon how much it weighs when shipping it, meaning the more it weighs, the more it will cost you to ship. Sending. After preparing the items needed to be mailed, shipped, one must now decide in which manner to send it. Here are some questions commonly used when discussing sending a package or letter. Can I just put this card in my own mailbox for the mailman to pick up? If I am sending something breakable, should I inform the post office? How fast will my letter package get to the person I am sending it to? Why should I send a package through another company other than the post office? How much will it cost to send this? How do I know if I need more than one stamp on this letter? Is there a way I can be notified once my package is delivered? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. Yes, if your letter is stamped and addressed, you can just put it in your mailbox and the postman will take it to the post office. Our mailbox has a different place to put outgoing mail. You may want to look at yours to see if you have one. Yes, I would inform the post office. They usually ask if what you are sending is fragile or breakable, but you can also write on the outside of the box, fragile. I would definitely let them know so they do not break anything. There are lots of options when sending something. The price may vary depending on the weight of the package and how you want it sent. I would just check with the post office. You can choose anything from next day delivery to regular delivery, which could take days. Checking with your post office or looking online is always a good way to get information. Using a company like FedEx or UPS, you can usually guarantee a faster delivery, but they are a bit more expensive. The post office can weigh the package for you and let you know how much it will cost to ship your item. I have a scale at home I use to weigh packages. Then I look online to see how much it will cost. I think it depends on the weight. Take it to the post office. Just send it with one stamp. If it is too heavy, they will send it back to you. Yes, the post office can email you a confirmation of delivery. They can give you a tracking number so you can look online to check on the delivery of what you are sending. Receiving. Here are some questions commonly used when receiving mail. What happens if I am not home and something is delivered to me? Do I need to sign for package when it comes? If I am out of town, can I put a hold on my mail? Can a neighbor accept a package for me? What if I receive a package that is not addressed to me? If you are asked any of these questions, here are ways that you could respond. If you are not home, the postman will leave you a note. They may try and deliver it another day, or you might have to go to your post office to pick it up. Sometimes they will just leave the package on your front doorstep. If you live in an apartment, they might just leave it at the rental office. Not all packages need to be signed for. If you need to sign for a package and are not home, they will not leave it. Yes, you can put your mail on hold either by filling out a form at your post office. Yes, you can actually do it online. Just check the post office website. I am not sure. Maybe you should call the post office. I think they can, but you have to inform the post office beforehand that you will allow it. I would take a package not addressed to me to the post office and let them know. If it was addressed to a neighbor, I would just take it to their house.